It's a case that some say was destined for the Supreme Court of Canada. Today is the day Trinity Western University will argue for its law school. Trinity Western is based in Langley, British Columbia, a private Christian university in the Protestant evangelical tradition. And when you enroll in this university, you must sign what the school calls its community covenant. You must agree to cultivate Christian virtues, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Live exemplary lives characterized by honesty, civility, truthfulness, and generosity. Communicate in ways that build others up. Abstain from gossip, slander, vulgar, obscene language, and prejudice. Lying, cheating, other forms of dishonesty. But, of course, most controversial of all are the school's expectations of its students when it comes to sexual intimacy. Observe modesty, purity, and appropriate intimacy in all relationships. Reserve sexual expressions of intimacy for marriage. And within marriage, take every reasonable step to resolve conflict and avoid divorce. And abstain from sexual intimacy that violates the sacredness of marriage between a man and a woman. And because students have to sign this agreement, critics say that is institutionalized homophobia. And here in Ontario, the Law Society of Upper Canada won a ruling at the Ontario Court of Appeal and vowed it would refuse accreditation to any law student from Trinity Western University. So here we are. Ray Pennings joins me now. He is with a think tank called CARTIS here in Ottawa. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
What's at stake?
What's at stake is what a pluralistic society looks like. How do we balance freedom, equality, and diversity? Obviously, on the issues at hand, in a society like Canada, there are diverse perspectives, and the question is whether or not a group of people, in this case, evangelical Christians in the Fraser Valley, who've decided to form an educational institution and want to live in a community that upholds those standards, whether or not they'll be allowed to fully participate in the public square.
Do you agree that what we have here are charter rights on a collision course?
Yes, although I would highlight there are two different sections of the Charter at play. Section 2A of the Charter talks about the freedom of religion and conscience.
Yes.
And it's in that list of rights which have long been determined sort of the fundamental rights. The equality provisions of the Charter fall in Section 15.
Yes.
And neither of those rights are absolute. Clearly, there are limits to freedom of religion. You can't just claim a religious basis for anything and somehow exempt yourself from the laws of society. We need to live with each other in the face of religious differences, and there are boundaries to that. There are also limits to equality. Is it equality of opportunity? Is it equality of outcome? I think what's significant in this particular case is the question whether or not equality means that every institution that works in public has to work in a way that every member of the public can participate in every institution or not as they would. Trinity Western has been at the Supreme Court before for its teacher's college back in 2001.
And won.
And they won. What is interesting is in that judgment, it did say Trinity Western isn't for everyone. There are choices to be made in terms of which school you want to go to and various reasons for those choices. Different students may exercise. I'm not affiliated with Trinity Western. I understand from various media reports there are those who identify as LGBT who have signed the statement and are participating in Trinity's community. Those are choices they make. I would fully understand that, university that has a particular statement of aspirations that would not align with, and there was a different choice that I had of a school that was more in line with my own perspectives, I might choose school A over school B.
Sure.
Is that discrimination? I guess those are the questions.
I'd like your thoughts on this, because back in 2001 with the Teachers College, the High Court said the dividing line is between belief and action. It's one thing to believe in something. It's another thing to act on those beliefs. So the concern was, at that time, can you really deny someone who, for example, is an evangelical Christian, could you deny them employment in a public school? And the answer from the High Court would be no, unless, for example, the teacher got up in a public school and started teaching a bunch of four-year-olds hellfire and brimstone. Then there would be a role for the Teachers College to sanction that employee. Surely the same must apply to the legal profession, wouldn't you think, sir?
Absolutely. And it's interesting in terms of, not only has there been no evidence brought that any teacher or lawyer involved, a Trinity Western graduate has acted inappropriately as a result of that. No one has brought any evidence of that. And stepping away from Trinity Western and going to society at large, you might actually make the argument that aspirational statements like reflected in the Community Covenant, which come out of the evangelical Christian tradition, but there are many other faith groups that also have that, have motivated people to do exemplary things that most of us would consider very good for society. Where would the homelessness and refugee integration system and all of these other things that we take for granted be without the involvement of communities of faith? And I understand in Trinity Western's case, they have some exemplary programs dealing with marginalized people in Vancouver's East End and Indigenous people that you might argue flow out of this covenant.
We have to run, Mr. Pennings. I thank you for your insight, sir. It's a very interesting case. We'll have you back on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
From the Cartus Think Tank, focused on issues of the family, that's Ray Pennings. The Evan Solomon Show is next.